Krishna Book, Canto 5, Parakiya Rasa, Chapter 34, Scene 2, The Gopis' Feelings of Separation. My dear friends, do you know that when Krishna lies on the ground, that he rests on his left elbow and his head rests on his left hand? Krishna moves his attractive eyebrows while playing upon his flute with his delicate fingers. And the sound Krishna produces creates such a nice atmosphere that the denizens of the heavenly planets who travel in space with their wives and beloveds stop their airplanes, for they are stunned by the vibration of Krishna's flute. The wives of the demigods who are seated in the planes then become very much ashamed of their singing and musical qualifications. Not only that, but they become afflicted with conjugal love, and their hair and tightened dresses immediately loosen. My dear friends, Krishna is so beautiful that the goddess of fortune always remains on his chest, and Krishna is always adorned with a golden necklace. Beautiful Krishna plays his flute in order to enliven the hearts of many devotees. Krishna is the only friend of the suffering living entities. When Krishna plays his flute, all the cows and other animals of Vrindavana, although engaged in eating, simply take a morsel of food in their mouths and stop chewing. Their ears raise up and they become stunned. They do not appear alive, but like painted animals. Krishna's flute playing is so attractive that even the animals become enchanted, and what to speak of ourselves? My dear friends, not only living animals, but even inanimate objects like the rivers and lakes of Vrindavan also become stunned when Krishna passes with peacock feathers on his head and his body smeared with the minerals of Vrindavan. With leaves and flowers decorating his body, Krishna looks like some hero. And when Krishna plays on his flute and calls the cows with Balaram, the river Yamuna stops flowing and waits for the air to carry dust from Krishna's lotus feet. The river Yamuna is unfortunate like us, for it does not get Krishna's mercy. The river simply remains stunned, stopping its waves, just as we also stop crying out of frustration for Krishna. In the absence of Krishna, the gopis were constantly shedding tears. But sometimes, when they expected that Krishna was indeed coming, the gopis would stop crying. But when they saw that Krishna was not coming, then again the gopis would become frustrated and begin to cry. Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, the origin of all Vishnu forms. And the cowherd boys are all demigods. Lord Vishnu is always worshipped and surrounded by different demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Indra, Chandra, and others. So when Krishna traveled through the Vrindavana forest or walked on Govardhan Hill, Krishna was accompanied by the cowherd boys. And while walking, Krishna played his flute just to call his cows. Just by his association, the trees, plants, and other vegetation in the forest immediately became Krishna conscious. A Krishna conscious person sacrifices everything for Krishna. although trees and plants are not very advanced in consciousness, by the association of Krishna and his friends, the trees and plants also became Krishna conscious. They then want to deliver everything, whatever they have, their fruits, flowers, and the honey incessantly falling from their branches. When Krishna walked on the bank of the Yamuna, Krishna was seen nicely decorated with tilak on his head. Krishna was garlanded with different kinds of forest flowers, and Krishna's body was smeared by the pulp of sandalwood and tulsi leaves. The bumblebees became mad after the treasure and sweet nectar of the atmosphere. Being pleased by the humming sound of the bees, Krishna would play his flute, and together the sounds became so sweet to hear that the aquatics, the cranes, swans and ducks, and other birds were all charmed. Instead of swimming or flying, they became stunned. They closed their eyes and entered a trance of meditation in worship of Krishna. O my dear gopi friend, Krishna and Balaram are nicely dressed with earrings and pearl necklaces. They enjoy themselves on the top of Govardhan Hill, and everything becomes absorbed in transcendental pleasure when Krishna plays upon his flute, charming the whole created manifestation. When Krishna plays, the clouds stop their loud thundering out of fear of Krishna. Rather than disturb the vibration of his flute, the clouds respond with mild thunder and so congratulate Krishna, their friend. Krishna is accepted as the friend of the cloud because both the cloud and Krishna satisfy the people when they are disturbed. When the people are burning due to excessive heat, the cloud satisfies them with rain. Similarly, when people in materialistic life become disturbed by the blazing fire of material pangs, Krishna gives them relief. Also, the cloud and Krishna, having the same bodily color, are thus considered to be friends. And so, desiring to congratulate its superior friend, the cloud did not pour water, but small flowers, thus covering the head of Krishna to protect him from the scorching sunshine. One of the gopis then told Mother Yashoda, "My dear mother, your son is very expert among the cowherder boys, for Krishna knows all the different arts, how to tend the cows and how to play the flute. Krishna composes his own songs, and to sing them, he puts his flute to his mouth. When Krishna plays, either in the morning or in the evening, all the demigods like Lord Shiva, Brahma, Indra and Chandra bow their heads and listen with great attention. Although they are very learned and expert, they cannot understand the musical arrangements of Krishna's flute. They simply listen attentively and try to understand, but they become bewildered and nothing more. Oh, my dear gopi friend, when Krishna returns home with his cows, the footprint of the soles of his feet with flag, thunderbolt, trident, and lotus flower relieves the pain the earth feels when the cows traverse it. Krishna walks in a stride which is so attractive, and Krishna carries his flute. Why, just by looking at Krishna, we become lusty to enjoy his company. At that time, our movements cease. We become just like trees and stand perfectly still. We even forget what we look like. Krishna had many thousands of cows, and they were divided into groups according to their colors. They were also differently named according to color. When Krishna would return from the pasturing ground, Krishna would find all the cows gathered. Just as Vaishnavas count 108 beads, which represent the 108 individual gopis, so Krishna would also chant 108 different groups of cows. Another gopi describes Krishna to her friend. When Krishna returns, he is garlanded with tulsi leaves. Krishna puts his hand on the shoulder of a cowherder boyfriend and begins to blow his transcendental flute. Then the wives of the black deer become enchanted upon hearing the vibration of Krishna's flute, which resembles the vibration of the veena. Then the deer come to Krishna, and they become so charmed that they stand still, forgetting their homes and husbands. So like us, who are enchanted by the ocean of the transcendental qualities of Krishna, the she-deer become enchanted by the vibration of Krishna's flute. Dear Mother Yashoda, when your son returns home, he decorates himself with the buds of the kunda flower, and just to enlighten and gladden his friends, Krishna blows his flute. The breeze blowing from the south pleases the atmosphere because it is fragrant and very cool. Demigods like the Gandharvas and Siddhas thus take advantage of this atmosphere and offer prayers to Krishna, sounding their bugles and drums. Krishna is very kind to the inhabitants of Rajabhumi, Vrindavan. And when Krishna returns with his cows and friends, Krishna is remembered as the lifter of Govardhan Hill. Taking advantage of this opportunity, the most exalted demigods, like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, thus come down to offer their evening prayers. And they accompany the cowherder boys, glorifying the qualities of Krishna. Krishna is also compared with the moon, born in the ocean of the womb of Devaki. When Krishna returns in the evening, it appears that he is fatigued, but he still tries to gladden the inhabitants of Vrindavan by his auspicious presence. When Krishna returns, garlanded with flowers, Krishna's face looks beautiful. Krishna walks into Vrindavan with a stride, just like the elephant, and slowly enters his home. Upon his return, the men, women, and cows of Vrindavan immediately forget the scorching heat of the day.
Krishna blows his horn to gather all his friends. They take the cows to grassy fields. Their pleasure has no end. They love to play the birds. They play in trees, high in the breeze, speak transcendental words. Wouldn't you like to go there? Wouldn't you like to be with them? Wouldn't you like to play with Krishna and all of his friends? Each night they take the cows back home, and thus they end their day. Each one so dear to Sri Krishna in a very special way. Their days are filled with pastimes that are ever fresh and new. Each one a transcendental taste to enliven me and you. So wouldn't you like to go there? Wouldn't you like to be with them? Wouldn't you like to play with Krishna and all of his friends? This friend.
So, this is the original nature of Krishna. Original nature of Krishna. He is Radha Madhav. He is lover of Srimati Radharani and Kunja Bihari. Always enjoying the company of the gopis within the bushes of Vrindavan forest. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. So he is not only lover of Radharani, but Brajajana Ballo. The whole residents of Vrindavan, they love Krishna. They do not know anything else. They do not know whether Krishna is God or not. Neither they are very much harassed that I shall love Krishna if he is God. He may be God or he may be whatever he is. It doesn't matter, but we love Krishna. That is all. That is called ananayat love. If Krishna is God, then I shall love him. This is conditional love. This is not pure love. Krishna may be God or whatever he may be, but by his wonderful acts, the Brajabasi, they are thinking, oh, Krishna is a very wonderful child, maybe some demigod. maybe some demigod. Because people are generally under the impression that the demigods are all powerful. They are powerful within this material world, but they do not know that Krishna is above all of them, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, that the highest demigod, Brahma, is giving his opinion, the supreme controller is Krishna. So as the residents of Vrindavan, they love Krishna without any condition. Similarly, Krishna also loves them, Vrajajana Vallabha Girivaradhar. When the inhabitants of Vrindavan were in danger because they stopped Indra Yagya, and Indra became very angry and he sent very great powerful cloud and rained over Vrindavan incessantly for 7 days. So when the inhabitants became very much disturbed, Krishna, although he was only 7 years old boy, he saved them by lifting the Govardhan hill. So he taught Indradeva, demigod, that to stop your disturbance is the business of my little finger, that's all. So he came down to his knees. These things we'll find in Krishna bow. So as Gopijana Vallabha, his only business is how to protect Gopijana. So our Krishna consciousness movement is how to become one of the Gopijana.
All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.